Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith. We proclaim, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, one believes and is justified, and with the mouth, one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing the riches on all who claim on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Welcome, everyone, to Wednesday with the Word. I am Vernon Sheridan, the man with the unscripted voice, thanking you for joining me on today. Each week, Wednesday with the Word, I try to end with Romans 10:9, giving all who listen an opportunity to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior and be saved. But because the times we're living in, it should be even more of a distinct cry. It should be something that should be heard every single day. It should be a reminder. It should be written on a posted note. All who call on the name of the Lord, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But we know the truth. And the truth is, not everyone is going to do that. Not everyone is going to receive that. Not everyone is going to say that. And not everyone is going to believe that. But you, Wednesday with the Word family, what do you believe? Do you believe the words of the Bible? Do you see the changes that are happening in the earth? Jesus even said it himself over in Matthew 24, the signs of the end of the age. When Jesus says that the kingdom against kingdom will rise up against one another, we see that going on between Russia, United States, China. You know, all these kingdoms on the earth are now rising up against one another. They have something that they're colluding together to try to make one kingdom fall or go against one kingdom, and that kingdom is rising up against the other kingdoms. And the Lord says that there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. He goes on to say that all these are the beginning of the birth pains, meaning that what we are experiencing is like that of a woman in labor. She's not ready to give birth, but the contractions are strong. Those contractions let her know that the baby is getting in position. And Wednesday with the Word family, if you have noticed things that are happening in the earth, things that are happening in our world are now positioning. I'm saying this from me. This comes from me, from my mouth. I don't think that we are in the position for birth yet. But I do believe we are positioning to get in the position to where the birth will happen. If, you know, a woman in pregnancy, the baby head is normally up until it's time to deliver, be when the baby flips and the head comes down. What I mean by that is I still think our head is up. Honestly. I'm not a prognosticator, so I don't know these things. I don't know the day nor the time when the Lord's return. I could be saying something that the Lord may return this day. I don't know. What I am saying is that Matthew 24 tells us that we will see and hear of wars and rumors of wars. We will see and hear earthquakes in various places. We will see and hear kingdoms rising against kingdoms. But what we know, rather than what we see, what we know is Christ has told us to let no one lead us astray. Because there are on the earth right now many false prophets who are leading people astray. They are more for profit than salvation. They are more for self-gain and self-worth than they are for the lives of those who have the opportunity to be saved but are following a lie. They are itching the ears of those who want to hear everything but the truth about God's word. Well, I'm here to tell you, Wednesday with the Word family, this is not the place to have your itching ears relieved. This is the place to have your sinful heart stabbed so that it will bleed out that which we cry out to the Lord to make within us a clean heart. This is where your mind will be rattled to where you ask the Lord to renew your mind. And this is where you will receive the armor of God. So when your mind is renewed, you can put on the helmet. When your heart has changed, you can put on the breastplate. When you are studying your word, you can have the sword in your hand. When you are out in the world, you can have the shield to protect you from the fiery darts of the enemy. Also, you will have the quickness of the gospel of peace on your feet so that you can deliver to anyone and everyone the truth about the gospel. And in doing so, you will wear the belt of truth to keep you grounded as you go about telling people about the goodness of the Lord. Wednesday with the Word family, I want you to know that this is the day that the Lord has made, but it's also the opportunity to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Do not let this day go by without you telling someone about how good God is. And if necessary, Wednesday with the Word family, use words. Let people see your actions of who they know you to be, rather than you open up your mouth and tell them who you are. And then in the same action, you do something to go against everything you just said. It's easy for us to tell somebody who we are, but it's more easier to live by that, what they know we are. Anybody can be anything. But when a person knows you to be something, that's more trustworthy. My college professor used to say, if you're going to hang a sign that says dentist, you better know how to pull teeth. That stuck with me for many years, from many years ago to this day. If you're going to hang a sign that says dentist, you better know how to pull teeth. I don't know. It was just something that he said to us that really resonated in my spirit, and I held on to it. It's just like when I tell you, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. That should be something that resonates in your heart, Wednesday with the Word family. That should be something that you take with you no matter where you go, no matter who you're around. And no matter what you're doing, because people are watching. They're watching the news. They're watching the internet. They're even watching on their phones. And they're listening to everyone else tell them about why there is famine in the world. Oh, famine is because of a food shortage. They're listening to everyone tell them about earthquakes in the world. You know, the plates under the earth are beginning to shift, and that's what's causing all the earth to move in a direction and cause the seas to rise. And they're listening to nations rise against nations. Oh, it's about oil. It's about gold. It's about money. You know, it's about prestige. No one wants to be higher than the next. But Wednesday with the Word, family, we have been given a warning. Jesus has told us that the days are coming and the age is ending and these things will happen. Yes, science can prove all these things. Common sense can prove all these things. But the Word of God is speaking true right here, right now. And Christ wants none of us to be led astray. So I ask you, Wednesday with the Word, family, knowing these things, what will you do? Will you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, or will you continue to follow the ways of the world? Will you continue to have the itching ears to hear the things that you want to hear, the lies that make your flesh feel good? Or will you allow the Lord Jesus to come into your life and change you from within? All it takes for you is to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. All it takes from you is that you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And what you will receive from the Lord Jesus Christ is salvation eternal. You cannot change your ways. A leopard cannot change his spots, but he is still a leopard. We are sinners. We cannot change our status from being sinners. Why? Because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What we can change, what we have the ability to do, and we are the only creation on earth to do this, what we can do is choose where we will spend eternity, with Christ or with Satan. And the choice is yours. Wednesday with the Word, family, I hope that you have enjoyed this message as much as I have had the opportunity to deliver it. You know, Wednesday with the Word is the midweek motivational message to help get you through the rest of your week. And I hope that this message does you well. I hope and pray that just one will come to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. Just one, because Jesus said, or the Lord God said, that his word would not return to him void. And we know that to be true. It's out now. So now that it's out, what will you do now that you've received it? Will you yourself receive it? Will you tell your neighbor about it? Will you tell your family member about it? Will you tell your coworker about it? Will you share it in the marketplace? What will you do now that you know what the word says? As always, I am Vernon Sherden, the man with the unscripted voice. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all Traveling Pulpit Ministries. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord on this day. And if necessary, use words, because as my college professor said, if you're going to hang a sign that says Dennis, you better know how to pull teeth. God bless and bye for now.